Hello again. My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. And I want to thank our team in the studio today. Alex Cooper, executive producer. Chris Jarrell at the board. He's the one who does all our streaming and editing. So you can send all your good letters to Alex, all your nasty letters to Chris. Okay, Chris?
Absolutely.
Because Chris will take it personally and blame me for all the nasty letters. So it'll be consistent. Our next guest, Anita Brierton of Cabinet M.
Good morning.
Hi. This is not a new Russian TV show, is it? About espionage? No, it's Cabinet not. M?
Cabinet M, no.
So what is Cabinet M?
So Cabinet M is a marketing technology platform, and our mission is to help marketers find the technology they need and manage the technology that they have.
So you're a marketing consultant? Is that the way it
not
sounds?
Not really. It's a technology platform, so it's a self-service platform.
Mm-hmm. So describe what I would be using if I were using it as an example. I just want to make it a little more concrete for me.
Sure. So if we think about the world of marketing today, it's becoming a very digital, technical position.
Right.
Marketers are using hundreds of tools to acquire customers and engage customers and retain customers. And they're always looking for new things to test and try. So what they're doing is building this enormous arsenal. So it's not unusual for companies to have over 100 tools in their toolkit at any one time. And they're struggling to manage that. So we have a platform that helps them manage all the technology they have. And then, you know, the next challenge is to find new technology. So we've built a directory of all of the marketing and marketing-related technology that's out there. And today we have the industry's largest directory with over 7,000 products.
Wow. How did you get into this business?
So I'm a longtime marketer, but my last role was as a CEO of an e-commerce company. And I saw how hard it was for my digital marketing team to find new products and technology to test and try. So when I left that position, that just kind of stayed with me. And I thought, you know, this is the next big challenge. So we started the company with that goal in mind, to make it easy for marketers to find technology. And with entrepreneurial naivete, we thought, oh, this isn't going to be too hard. There's probably about a 400, 500 products out there. Fast forward 3 years later, and we're at 7,000 and counting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. And so you have staff?
We do have staff. We have a team of about 10.
That's good. Do you have partners as well?
I do. I have a co-founder.
Right.
Her name is Cheryl Schultz, also from the marketing world.
Can you give us a typical client case in terms of how you solve their problem so we can sort of
sure
color this for our listeners?
Sure. So a typical client case is a corporate marketing team Well, usually they come to us because they've lost control of all the technology they have. So imagine that, you know, we all talk about SaaS, subscription-based services, and marketing technology is all about that. So you've got people in the organization swiping credit cards for new tools. So they're swiping them all over the organization. Nobody's tracking that. If somebody stops using a tool, they forget to cancel, or there's an auto-renewal, so costs are going up. So people come to us initially because their costs are out of control, they have no oversight, they're worried somebody's going to swipe a credit card for a tool that will expose customer data. So that's why they come to us to start, and then we help them map everything that they've got and take an inventory and look at the performance, and then they can identify gaps, and then the system helps them move forward to find new products.
Interesting. Very good. Do you see a lot of changes coming on the marketplace in the next year or so?
Oh, it's unbelievable. So if I think back, we started the company in January of 2014. Nobody in marketing was talking about augmented reality, virtual reality, artificial intelligence. You know, those are in their very early stages. So it's very exciting to see what's happening in technology. But if you look at the marketing industry as a whole, what you hear people talking about is digital transformation. So initially that meant, let's change our marketing to digital so that we are where our customers are inhabiting, right? So they're in the online digital world. That's where they're searching for products. So that was the initial digital transformation, you know, getting right, web ads and all of that. So then the next thing is, well, okay, now what we want is to deliver a unified customer experience. So that means that if you connect with a brand, either on your iPad, your laptop, your phone, whether you're talking to customer service or sales or marketing, your experience with that brand should be uniform. You should have the same tone between engagements, the same, doesn't matter what device you're on, it should be the same experience. So that's kind of where people are today. They're trying to work to that unified experience. The next step is personalizing that. So, you know, everything will be targeted to you specifically, which means they have to coordinate all of the data they have inside about you so that anybody that connects with you knows what your purchasing history is, what you like, what you don't like, what colors you like. So people are in that starting to work on that. But the ultimate goal, and this is what's very exciting, is that marketing, instead of becoming this intrusive thing, you're forced to watch ads that you don't care about, or, you know, things are popping up on your laptop. People are talking about this one-to-moment marketing, which means that everybody, all of these brands are going to anticipate what you need and what you want. And so they're going to be serving you ads at exactly the time that you need a specific product. So marketing, instead of being an annoyance, becomes a service. And so that's where this whole industry is going.
Right. Wow, that was a very interesting answer. In today's world, do we have to watch the federal government in terms of how they might be legislating in this area?
Not really, not for where we are today. I think as artificial intelligence and machine learning become more a part of technology, you start to think about privacy. And I think that's the area where, you know, your data about yourself, you know, how comfortable are you going to be with everybody knowing everything about yourself? So in Europe, they're already taking huge regulatory steps. As of May 2018, you won't just be able to email a prospect from an email list. Everything has to be opt-in, and the recipient has to say, yes, you may connect with me, you may have my data.
That's so, in Europe.
In Europe. So I don't think that will come over here.
Doesn't sound very American.
No. So I don't think that will bleed into the U.S. It has bled into Canada.
There I would think because in Canada you have the CRTC,
yeah,
the Canadian Radio and Television, and they are very controlling of content.
Right. So, but I do think that, you know, the whole issue of privacy, I think we've got a lot to...
I mean, you go to you listen to radio in Canada. You know, what is it? I think 40% of all programming on radio has to be Canadian artists. Same thing on Canadian TV.
Right.
So they're very clear about, you know, their messages, right, and where things are going and control. That it never felt very American. You can stream anything here. I'm proof of that.
Right.
Yeah, the American dream right here. Thanks, yeah. Chris. That really felt so sincere. Anita, it's very interesting. If somebody were looking for Cabinet M, I mm-hmm. still think it's a great name for some, like, you know, British-Russian espionage show, especially Britain, you know.
Well, that's where I'm from.
Oh, that's where it comes from.
No, that's not where it comes from, but that's where I'm from. Yeah.
Okay. How would we find you? And how, you know, where are all the contact data?
Yep, we're cabinetm.com. Simple That's to easy. Find us.
Any phone numbers you give? I'm a friend of our reporter Mark Z, who loves to give phone numbers.
No, if we don't have a company phone number.
Just look for Cabinet M.
Just look for Cabinet M.
Wow, very interesting story. Love hearing it, and hope you come back again and share some more stories.
Well, thank you.
Great. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm here with Chris Gerald, my producer. He's going to stream Anita on our YouTube channel and across our radio waves. Also, we're going to make sure that Anita has a copy of it also. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.